one of the best ways to reset your spirit and reset your life and reset your mind is through something the Bible calls fasting and praying. Now, I realize that when you say those words together, some people, they just like cringe a bit. It's like, oh, that's not fun. I want a good word, and I want a happy feeling when I leave. But sometimes there is a word that God gives us because it's a changing word. It is like prayer. Prayer is not always fun, but prayer is necessary. You know, tithing, some people would rather keep that, but it sanctifies everything in your house when you give it. And so we do what God's word tells us to do, knowing that when God invites us into a divine principle, that he has a plan in that invitation to bless us and keep us and change our lives forever. I realize that in our world, the most popular subject in our instant gratification world is not prayer and fasting. But how many of you know that fasting will do things for you that nothing else can do? That prayer and fasting can unlock things in your life that cannot be unlocked any other way. And you can try and use all your skill sets and read as many books as you want and talk to as many people as you want. But when it comes to spiritual doors opening, God says, I can open doors that no man can shut. And I'll shut doors that no man can open. Has anybody ever had a shut door that no man can open? Don't worry about it. No one's picking that lock. When God shuts the door, no one is picking that lock. You are, that is behind you now, and you can move forward. Well, a few years ago, my family and I went to Disney World, and Disney World is a great place to go to test your faith. It's a great place to go to test the fruit of the Spirit, in particularly patience, because you will wait for two hours for a two-minute ride, and then you'll go do it again. And you spend most of your time at Disney World after paying this huge price waiting to ride something that's only going to last for a few minutes. And we were there with our family, and I noticed that there was another group that was not doing what we did. And I said, how are they doing that? Every ride we went on, there was somebody that came along beside of us and moved to the front of the line in front of us, which means we had to wait even longer. And it wasn't one or two, it was lots of people doing that. And I said, how are they doing this? And they said they have what is called in Disney World a fast pass. A fast pass is something that only people who are willing, now get this language, only people who are willing to pay a higher price for it can own the fast pass, which gets you to the front of the line. And the point I'm trying to make is God has a fast pass. God has a way that you can get out of the waiting room. God has a way that you can get out of the back of the line and get in the front of the line. And God's fast pass, though, is called fasting and praying. And that is how you fast forward. That is how you push the button and move yourself forward. And there is no shortcut to this. I wish I could tell you, just give a big offering. God will bless that, but it won't do what fasting and praying can do. Fasting and praying runs the demons out of your life. Fasting and praying blocks spiritual warfare from happening in your life that you're engaged in. So just like that fast pass, if you want quicker results, is anybody tired of waiting? Is anyone tired of being at the back of the line, just hoping and praying that something's going to change? Is anybody tired of waiting rooms and hospital rooms? Is anybody tired of hoping that this year will be better than last year? Well, I have good news for you tonight. There is a way to get to the front of the line. There is a way to fast forward your life and your spirit, and God has invited you into the miracle. God has a fast track. Does God really have a fast track, Dr. B? Well, you tell me how a slave can go to the second in command just like that. Does God have a fast track, Dr. B? You tell me how a fisherman can become an apostle and have the keys to the kingdom in his hands just like that. Does God have a fast track? Will you tell me how the youngest son can move to the front of the line and override all of the brothers before him and inherit the inheritance when he was the very last one to receive it? You tell me how a shepherd boy can become a king just like that. You tell me how someone goes from rags to riches in the Bible just like that. Tell me how slaves become landowners just like that in the scripture. Tell me how Ruth can go from being broke and lonely to sitting at the master's table and married to one of the richest men in the land. Yes, God has a fast track. And if you get on the track that God runs in, he can move your life forward and fast you forward. If you believe that, I want you to give God praise all over this room. See, each of these people in the Bible did something that is a custom that's been around a long time. Each of them practiced fasting and praying. Fasting. Why fasting, God? Why not something else? Why not stand on your head? Why not turn a flip? That'd be hard for some people too, don't get me wrong. But why fasting? It's not fun. It makes you feel sick to your belly. It gives you headaches and makes your breath smell. Why fasting, God? Well, because fasting is a hunger strike against hell. Fasting will fast track your prayers to new levels, because fasting will break the yoke of bondage off of your life when nothing else can break the yoke of bondage. Because fasting will recalibrate your heart. Fasting will change your mind. Fasting will reveal your true self. You can fool a lot of people, but you can't fool God when you're fasting. I'm telling you, the real you comes to the surface. Fasting brings you favor with people. Fasting gives you favor with God. Fasting gives you supernatural protection. Fasting will bring heaven's answer and hell's defeat, because God invited you to the fast track when you pray and fast. If you believe that, give God praise tonight. God called Israel to corporate fast all throughout the Bible. Leviticus 16 tells us that they fasted to remove the sins from their nation. How many of you would like to see God remove the sins off of our nation? They fasted to remove the sins from their nation.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Ezra 10 tells us that the leaders fasted together before every important decision was made. They fasted before making decisions. You don't have to raise your hand, but just think about this for a moment. How many of you wish you would have fasted first before you made some of the decisions that you have made in your life? You wish you would have asked God and fasted first, because now you're into something that God is not blessing. And if God was blessing it, then you would be on a different track with him. That is why the New Testament early church actually had a corporate fast every single week. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the early church had a fast day, and all of the body of Christ was fasting on the same day. I think it would be good if some of God's people would return to a fast day, just one day. It would make you healthier. It would help you. It would not be easier. But what would happen if the body of Christ would say every single day or every single week, this day is my fast day, and I'm going to set my heart to seek the Lord? They fasted in the early church because fasting gave them power to minister. They fasted in the early church because the demon possessed would only flee from people who had been praying and fasting. They fasted in the early church to get divine direction. No wonder they saw signs and wonders. That's not cheap. They fasted and prayed and they saw signs and wonders. They fasted to win their spiritual warfare and their breakthrough. Through. And sometimes I just want the body of Christ to get free again. Sometimes I just want a breakthrough. I'm thankful for every corporate, I'm thankful for every personal breakthrough, but I'm ready for a breakthrough for this whole ministry. I'm ready for a breakthrough to every single life that is attached to the house. I want this house to be blessed, and I want it to overflow to your house to be blessed, and everybody attached to you to get blessed. That's the power of a corporate blessing. That's the power of being attached to something that is blessed. Your covering does matter. Your covering does matter. You want to be attached to something that God is blessing because that is the way that you're blessed. So as a congregation, I believe that the Lord is calling us to a 21-day fast. This will start tomorrow and go for the next 21 days. That's 21 days from January the 10th to January the 31st. Now, if you cannot fast for the entire 21 days, I want you to choose a fast in that time frame. That's 3 weeks, one day a week, one meal a day, one whole week or 2 weeks if you can't fast the entire time. But I really believe, and this is not something, actually, I had prepared a completely different sermon for tonight, and the Lord got a hold of my spirit and said, you have to get the congregation ready because what is coming, they have got to be spiritually prepared for it. And I'm not talking about battles, I'm talking about blessings. You can get in trouble if you don't know how to handle your inheritance just as much as if you don't know how to handle an enemy. So God says, you have to get the house ready. I want my people corporately fasting and praying and being in one mind and one accord. So let me tell you a few things to expect if you take this challenge. If you take this challenge of prayer and fasting, let me show you a few things to expect. First of all, fasting does not allow you to manipulate God to do something outside of his will. So don't think if you go before God with something you don't get it, that your fast didn't work. Your fast is to get you ready to receive God and to hear from God and to be hungry for God and to get closer to God. It is not a way to trick God into doing something that you want him to do. Don't go into your fast thinking that it is going to cause God to act outside of the proper timing. We all know that if some things happen early, they happen out of order, and things do not go the way you planned. I've seen people get their inheritance early and squander it and have absolutely nothing for the rest of their life because they were not mature enough to know how to handle that inheritance. Fasting is so that you can receive God. It's about being hungry for his presence. Fasting increases your receptivity to God. It is God who asked us to fast. This is not a man's idea. It's not my idea. God said, if you will fast and pray, you will hear from heaven. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal your land. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for the United States of America to break out in revival and be healed. I don't think I'm the only one, but I'm tired of our polarized politics. I'm tired of our racial slurs. I'm tired of this nation being sexually addicted and chemically addicted. I'm tired of that. I say, God, bring a revival. Heal the land. Heal the land. Heal the land. Hallelujah. Here's the thing you need to know about fasting. It's not a requirement. God will still love you if you don't, but you will not get your breakthrough unless you do. God will love you if you don't. But some things only come from prayer and fasting. Fasting is about being hungry. And I don't want to bust anybody's notions, but I know last year when I called a fast, I said, you can fast social media or TV, whatever. I want to tell you, I'm calling a fast that the Lord told me to call, and it is a biblical fast. I don't think we should be fasting our social media. Well, I do. I think you should be fasting social media, and you should be fasting the news, and you should be fasting a lot of other things that are corrupting our minds. But fast is about being hungry. If you don't get hungry, you haven't fasted. It's about, the Old Testament prophets called it the affliction of the soul. It's until your soul gets afflicted. What is my soul? My mind, my will, my emotions. So until my emotions say, if you don't eat that Snicker bar, you're gonna die. I wanna tell you some things that's gonna happen when you fast. You're gonna see Krispy Kreme donuts everywhere you look. You're gonna see gooey butter cake everywhere you go. The smell of pizza will not be any better than when you're fasting. And I want to tell you, when you fast, some of you know what I'm talking about. You're going to want breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you're going to walk right past it saying, I want the table of the Lord more than I want the table of man. I'm ready for God to move in my life. Yes, I'm not going to fast forever, but I can push back my plate to see my family get free. I can push back my plate to get out of this place of sickness. I can push back my plate and declare, by your stripes, this house is healed. I can push back my plate to redeem and renew and heal a marriage. I can push back my plate for the anointing of God to fall upon my ministry. Yes, some things are better than a good meal.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.